Welcome to the Better Brave podcast, where you get to hear unique stories from guests like you who choose to live bravely outside of their comfort zones. I'm Candace Dudley, your host, former teacher turned online business mentor and podcaster. This podcast is for you if you're committed to living life on purpose, no more following the rules of society. Go hit the follow button if you haven't yet and tune in every Tuesday for a new episode.
Hey, 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 I have a solo episode here for you. Today, my 8-year-old daughter and I have been obsessed with watching the Eras Tour. We are self-proclaimed Swifties. I had the idea to do the Entrepreneur Eras Tour, Candace's edition. I have 4 eras in my entrepreneurship days so far, and I'm going to take you through that. The lessons I've learned, mistakes that hopefully you can skip over yourself because you're going to hear them now. The first era is my network marketing days. This era is also when I had 3 babies, 3 and under. First of all, this was my first taste in entrepreneurship. It was the light bulb moment that if I worked harder and I got better at my skills, that my pay and my success also would increase. This is not the same thing in my 9-to-5 job, my teaching job, and in many other situations in life. This was my first like big light bulb moment of things can be different. The other things that I learned was that the human body can literally survive on very little sleep. Like I said, had 3 babies, 3 and under for a period of time. They were all in diapers. It was wild. The other thing is you must do something to take care of you when everyone else needs you so much. Even if you don't have 3 little ones, you are probably in charge of taking care of so many things. Just pause for a moment and think about that. Work, your home, the people in your life, family, friends, are you kind of caregiving to all of that? Because if you are, and I'm guessing, yes, there was a lot of yeses there. It's a lot, okay? Maybe you're volunteering, you're on committees. It's a lot because probably more than you're even thinking of right now. You're going to think of more things later. You have to do something to take care of yourself because even those small things that don't seem to matter, reading personal development 5 minutes before you go to bed, like literally 5 minutes because your eyes are falling asleep as you're reading it. Those little things of you taking care of you add up. They're huge. You need it. You're taking care of everybody else. Put yourself back on that list. The other thing is that I think of is who's taking care of you? You, your mind, your body, your soul. You start to realize that no one's taking care of you, including you. And that wears on a person. And I don't want you to end up in burnout. Do something tiny for yourself, okay? Not for other people, not for the kids, just for you. 3rd, maybe I'm on 4th lesson is you take your frustrations out on the person that's closest to you. This is when I started reading personal development because my husband would be at work and I was on maternity leave, 3 times in a 3-year span. And I would find myself arguing with him in my head. I've talked about this before. And I would be really pissy when he would get home from work as if he had been like out gallivanting all day when he literally was working. I caught myself one day and was like, I don't want to greet him like that every day. I also don't want to keep doing and thinking about things like this every day. So I made the choice to read personal development. And I started with The Compound Effect. And that was the book that just took off for me. And I've binged 100+ personal development books since then. So if you're finding yourself in that space, you have to, well, you don't have to do what you want to do. I'm not here to tell you what to do. What I chose to do was to take control of how I was thinking. I know that I can rewire my thoughts and I can choose to have different thoughts. Era number 2, furniture flipping for like 1.5 years. Okay, first of all, this was the thing where I learned what a calm, grounded mind felt like. I started doing this somewhere around the time when I really got serious about leaving the classroom, turned in my leave request to the school. It was approved. I was anxious. I'm stripping this identity of being a teacher that I had been for the last 10+ years. My anxiety was just peak. Furniture flipping, sanding a piece of furniture, painting a piece of furniture, staining, thinking about what's going to come out. Like that is the moment that I was like, oh, this is what it feels like to have the thoughts in your brain stop spiraling and stop chattering because it was just such a calm. For my friends, this is painting by numbers. This is doing crafts, embroidering. For me, it's not. I don't really like doing any of those things. It was furniture flipping for me. So there's an activity out there for everyone. There's a craft, there's art, there's creating, there's something out there that will do that for you, give you that calm, grounded mindset. Just got to go try things and find it. But that was what furniture flipping era did for me, first and foremost. It also was the era where I learned and gained confidence in trying new things simply by figuring it out and diving in. This is where you need to let yourself be a rookie, let yourself be a beginner. We do not want to do that so badly. We want to be someone that knows what they're doing. We don't want to be uncomfortable in situations where we don't have all the answers. Furniture flipping completely put me in a space, in a realm, a world that I didn't know what I was doing. I was doing one step, figuring it out. And when that step was done, I was figuring the next step out. And that truly is what entrepreneurship is. Each day you figure out the one step, then you do the next one, and then you figure out the next one. That's it. I mean, that's life too. I can say that about parenting. I can say that about just about anything, right? Do one thing and your confidence grows by doing. It's not that your confidence is just going to be there and then you do it. Like you're going to build confidence somehow, Googling or researching, and then you're going to be confident. For me, at least, it was I do the thing, I figure it out. Maybe I did have to research or Google along the way, but by doing it and taking action, that is when the confidence came. So it's kind of like after, right? Unfortunately. Third thing that I learned in this era was pricing things and giving quotes to people, because I would have furniture that I would finish. Obviously, I didn't keep it all. And so I would sell it. So I'd have to have a price for it. Right away, these prices were low. Then people would reach out and ask me to flip a piece of furniture for them, to refinish it for them. I would guess how long it would take. It would take like 3 times longer. Obviously, that's not fun, but there's a reason for every lesson in life. And I think that that was a huge part of that entrepreneur era, was for me to get comfortable in talking about price, because it has such a worth tied to it, right? If you've ever tried to price something, you're like, am I worth that amount? For the most part, we shoot that number so low, it can be so much higher. And I would get done with projects and sell them, or I would get them back to their owner and get the payment based on what I had previously quoted it. And I would feel in my body when it did not feel good. One time I was supposed to paint 11 chairs for someone. They were going to reupholster the seats themselves. They wanted the painting done. So I had to sand these, paint them all white, 11 of them. And I'm thinking, oh, good, the seats will be off. It won't take that long. But this took me forever. Luckily, they tipped me a little bit, which was very nice. But when I got done with that job, I was like, I'm never doing chairs again in my life. They take so much longer than you think because of all the spindles. Okay, so you learn how it feels in your body. You learn to notice that. And so that's my tip for you if you're trying to price things. You just take a shot in the dark. Price it, do it, let it play out, accept that money, and then ask yourself, how did this feel to me? How did this feel in my body? Because usually my body would be like, yes, if it felt really great, or it'd be like, okay, we're not doing that again. It would not feel good. You can tell. You can tell. All right, the third era. So I started my entrepreneurship days in 2018. So we're like 8 years into this, okay? These eras were not quick. These were long. Some of them overlapped. All right, the two that I'm in currently, or I've been in the last couple of years. Third one is going to be the online business management. This I started calling accountability coaching. And then I was like, it needs to be called something else. This, that, the other. Okay, I'm down to the name online business management. It takes you a bit sometimes to figure out the words that make sense for your offer. All right, so I have three, but one's a repeat. You can create a business based on what you like. I learned that I like flexibility, behind the scenes work. I love systems. My brain literally starts spewing out systems like this could work like this. It could work like this. Link it to this. Boom. It's automatic. It's going to be like this. I created this job for myself. I mean, I didn't create the job. There are other online business managers out there, but paired with my 8 years of skills and knowledge that I have gained from my own businesses, piecing together different programs, subscriptions, email lists, email funnels, sales pages, websites, all these different things that I have done, social media, creating graphics, blah, blah, blah. All of that knowledge, podcasting, it's worth your time. It's worth getting the job for it if you want to. That is one of the tips that I give people is you already have skills from your life, from your 9-to-5 job, from your parenting, from everything. You have skills and you're just not noticing them yet. You're not counting them yet. Notice when people say, oh, it was so great talking with you. I just don't ever get a chance to talk about blank with other people. That is your expertise. And you are able to create a business or a consulting business or whatever it might be with that. So number one, you absolutely can create a business based on things that you like. Number two, not everyone thinks like you. Other people aren't thinking or seeing it like you. Not everybody is thinking the way that you're thinking. Not everybody has those skills. We think that because that's how we think, that that's how the world thinks, but it is not true. And it takes people, or it took people for me telling me, oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, that was genius. Those types of comments where you're like, oh, I'm just like, that's just how I do it. That's just like how it works. Those are your skills. Hone in on those. Okay, my repeat lesson here. Pricing. Same kind of thing from the furniture flipping era. You have to put a price on your services, whether it's consulting, whether you're doing work for someone like virtual assisting that I do for some clients, whether it is having a systems audit call where I consult with someone on their systems and chat through these things. You have to have a price. And what I wanted to do is go look at other people that were in the field and see what their pricing thing. But then you find out there are people pricing things in the thousands. There are people pricing things low. There are people pricing things in the middle, in the hundreds. You need to start wherever it feels good for you. Know that you can always adjust your price. You can change your price. You can go up, you can go down. But that pricing piece, again, you are worth something. The knowledge in your head is worth something. Price it accordingly. Then that final piece in this era that I learned was that you can have all these skills. You can have all this knowledge. You can set up the best systems. But the most important part in a business, I mean your life in general, is the belief. If you don't believe, if other people around you don't believe, go find new people. Join my Aligned Business Collective membership, because literally that is what it's for. We are there with belief waiting for other entrepreneurs because we already know that it's possible. We already know actually, in fact, that if you have this idea, you have something on your heart that is already ready for you. It's just waiting for you to step into that era for yourself and take it and embody it and do it. We know that because we've seen it with our own selves. That belief in yourself is most important. Quit looking around to other people to give you permission or to approve of you because they don't understand why you want to do this in the first place. And if they don't even understand that, they definitely cannot give you permission. They definitely cannot approve of what you're doing. So stop looking for it. It is not coming. That belief is on you. Now, you can get help with that belief from getting yourself in the right crowd of people. That goes a long way and it speeds things up. But it starts with you. Okay, my final era, the one that was started December 2022, Willow and Rent. That is my business where I have custom journals and my crystal bracelets that are in about a dozen or so retail spaces. This era is where I learned three things. One, ask questions. There is a learning curve to everything. And in this particular space where I'm dealing with retail things, wholesaling, this was a completely new vocabulary. Each store that I'm in does things slightly different. You have to be okay asking questions. I think the school system set us up for feeling like if you ask a question, or students feel like this, if you ask a question, you feel like it's admitting that you don't know the answer. But as an adult, we need to know that not knowing the answer is fine. Not asking the question is not fine. Ask the questions. You just do. You ask the questions. Number two is putting yourself out there. I got this business started and then I needed to put myself out there. How could I be in a dozen retail spaces if I didn't ask them or put myself out there? Some things that I did was post on social media, started a social media account for it, started an email list for it, reached out to people I knew and said, hey, do you have stores you love to shop at that these would fit the vibe in? And then I actually emailed those stores. I emailed a lot more than 12 stores, and many wrote back and said no, 12 wrote back and said yes, and tons didn't write back at all. But that's you putting yourself out there and be willing to do that, because if you don't ask, if you don't share who you are and what you're doing, no one can buy from you. And the third thing I learned in this era of Willow and Wren was to pivot. At first, I thought if I have a product, I have to personally sell it. So I was doing that would be called direct to consumer. So me to the consumer, people that were buying it straight from me. That means I had a website. That means I took my own pictures of every product and I put it on my website. That was time consuming. And then for every individual order, I'd package it up, send it out. And those I loved doing, and I loved having those direct orders. But there are fees for your website and things like that. And that piece didn't make as much sense as it was to lean into being in my retail spaces and pushing that and taking off the stress of running a social media for this, running a website for this and those pieces, so that I could lean into the parts of that business that I love. So I pivoted that after the first year of Willow and Wren and switched to not having the option to buy from my website and just having the option to buy from, well, people still DM me, and you can do that too. And I will get an order ready for you. That's no problem. But you can go shop at the stores that I'm in, kind of in the Midwest, Wisconsin, Red Wing, Lake City, those areas. We're even up north in Hugo, Minnesota, and out in South Dakota, things like that. So anyways, learn to pivot, learn to ask questions, and put yourself out there with that era. So hopefully there's some great takeaways for you in this episode of just learning, maybe even ideas of different businesses that you could potentially start. And happy Entrepreneur Eras Tour.
Hey, thanks for being here. I love being able to highlight entrepreneurial journeys because no two are the same. To grab my free sales page planner or to book a discovery call with me, head to the show notes. Finally, please leave a quick review so I can continue this work. See you next week.